Hello, welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. Who are we calling?
We're calling Blair, who is in Brisbane, and behind the scenes chat, it's taken Tony and I about a month to figure out how to call internationally, and we've got a Skype account and done all this stuff, and Blair is in Australia.
In Australia, great. Yep.
Fantastic.
Could have called for free.
Yeah.
My Telstra. Oh. Is that the Skype noise?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Oh, there we go. What's
I'm confused.
I think it went from Skype to and it realised it's Australia and started calling.
Hello?
Hi, is that Blair?
This is Blair.
It's Tony and Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm so good. Thank you for calling. Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Are you okay, Blair?
Oh, look, mate, I work in super, so I've been dealing with a lot of stuff this morning, and your voice is the saving grace I need right now.
Oh, well, it's only 10 a.m., yeah, so that's not good,
that's
Blair.
That's not a good sign. But, Blair, will you approve this episode?
You bloody oath.
Bloody oath.
Yes, I do.
That's the most Queensland response we could have got.
I love
fantastic.
That.
Welcome to Brisbane, everyone.
Hey, it's Blair from Brisbane, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up on today's show, have you ever decided to do something, gone, yep, this feels like a great idea,
mm-hmm.
and then you get to that moment and you think, what have I signed up for? Bitten off a little bit more than I can chew?
Yep. I don't think you have.
An update from the Chief Shipping Officer of the Tony and Ryan podcast. Spoiler alert, it's been a big few days.
We've got arms of the business.
Yep.
We now have a business. We've got arms of the business that we never thought we would.
Yep. And why did I decide to be in charge of the shipping?
I think that at the time I was doing something and you're like, cool, I'll do that.
I'll do this other thing. How hard could it be? Send out five bottles.
Yep.
All right. An update from the, actually, what's my title? The Chief Merchandise International Shipping Customs Taxation and TARPA Relations Officer. Announcement.
What am I called?
Tony, audio queen.
Oh.
Actually, that is exactly what you're called, because let's do that right now.
Okay.
Tony cuts the audio for this podcast. Audio engineer by trade.
Yeah.
You're about to hear why.
Your title just sounds really good, doesn't it?
Would you want to be in charge of shipping?
No, I don't.
Because that sounds like you want to take it off my hands.
No, I want a better title.
Than audio queen. Audio queen's one of the great titles.
Is it?
We call muscles on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I am.
You're also the alpha dog hip hipper.
I am. I'll add that to my LinkedIn,
Chief
definitely.
Chief hip hip officer, CHHO.
Great. Okay, yeah, I'm happy now. Thank you.
All right, but first of all, let's head to Philadelphia, which we are literally heading to Philadelphia next October to go to Paige's wedding.
I think it's August.
Really?
I think so. Oh, Paige, if you're listening to this, which you will
Chief wedding planning officer, get onto it.
Fuck. Yeah, okay.
Philadelphia. In a later study, is the rudest city in the USA.
Rudest?
Yeah, but locals.
Ryan, I don't want to go there. You saw me at the Karen restaurant.
Yeah, how do you feel about this? Let me read the opening line of this article. Philadelphia is the rudest city in the USA, according to a new study, but locals say that's only if you're a piece of shit whining baby who can't take a fucking joke, you asshole.
Have you ever watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
One of the great shows.
Yeah, as if that isn't a line from that.
Exactly. So Rocky is from Philadelphia, the OG. So
Rocky, like Balboa?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's from Philly.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Fucking hell, the
What's that movie called?
Rocky.
Oh, yeah.
And then Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4.
Yeah, I was
Rocky
thinking
5,
of Rambo.
And then yeah, okay.
Because that's also that guy, isn't it?
Well, they're all the same character.
But what's he called?
He's called Sylvester Stallone.
Yes, yep.
I think there's another Rocky. And then the Expendables, where they're like, anyone who's been in an action movie in the last 50 years, you're in.
Oh.
Have you seen that one?
No.
Oh, nah, it's like
I had
Bruce
sex
Willis.
In high school. So no, I haven't watched that shit movie.
Oh. Anyway, here's, yeah, fuck you, I'm going to make this. So this is Rocky.
I'm gonna play with a bit.
This is Rocky explaining how Philadelphia is actually quite friendly, but I don't know the way he's saying it. How he treats people who aren't from there makes me think that maybe they're not that friendly after all.
Hey, what is it? What is his? What is his
voice? Like that.
No. Sylvester Stallone. Is that kind of
close? Do you want to Google it real quick?
Yeah, can I?
Get a reference point.
Yeah, okay. Rocky Balboa talking. An ad's playing. Oh, that looked quite good. It's for shoes. Do you want some?
Some money on this endorsement.
That's not him.
Absolutely do that. All right. You want to come to Philadelphia? I've never been somewhere where the people are so friendly. Hey, fuck you, man. Don't you say we're not unfriendly because we're so fucking polite.
Type Google Rocky speech.
This is what it is. Okay, I've got this. That's what I've got.
You're scared of death. Yeah, you're supposed to. I think I do. Was supposed to. You don't want to come to Philadelphia. You don't know what you're doing. We're so polite. You don't know.
Woo!
Anybody that thinks that people from Philadelphia are rude can get fucked. Is that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a journey.
Yeah. And I'm glad we all took it. Chief voice officer. Let's move the fuck on and head south.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I really tried.
Yep.
Do you think people will hate that? I tried my hardest.
They'll appreciate that you tried your hardest.
Good.
And I think people from Philadelphia, it's weird because you nailed the Minnesota one a few weeks ago. We got a lot of messages from
and the other one
Ohio,
that I got.
The water park.
The water park one.
Which is strangely about 15 minutes down the road from Philadelphia and they sounded real different. All right, final one. The US Open on this week and next week.
Yes.
You know how some players, there's often a bit of a grunt going on.
Oh, yeah. But fucking Serena.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. G-O-A-T. I don't like saying actually go.
Yeah, no, but I'm with you.
Fucking, oh.
What a lord.
Yeah.
Now, one of the French female players moans, it's starting to sound more sexual than it is sporting.
Yep.
So what you're about to hear is the longer the rally goes on, the more it sounds like she's not really playing tennis, but she's actually doing the deed. And by the end of the point, I think she actually reaches the conclusion. Yo. So she's
love all.
Love all. Yeah. Oh. She's playing against some
quiet, please.
We should do next week things you can say playing tennis and also in the bedroom. Have we done that?
Have we done that?
Fuck, I can't keep up.
But that's actually a really good idea.
I'll be the opponent who's a bit more subdued.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'll serve.
Oh, you'll serve. Oh, okay. Hope it's not a fault. All right.
Ooh. What does that mean?
Oh my God.
No,
in friends. Friends.
In friends.
In friends.
In friends. I was just a film down the road.
Hey, it's Blair from Brisbane, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
A shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon and tarpers, Tony and Ryan podcast listeners.
Yeah.
For anybody
that I reckon once a week I get asked about that.
Yeah. And I always think it's just so, and whenever you tell people, they go, oh, of course.
Of course it is.
Yeah. But for all of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon, thank you so much. But a few in particular today, Hayley Hershey and Kimberly Dickens, thank you so much.
Yep.
Lucia Capizzuto, Abby Stoned. She is. Abby Stoned. Oh, I'll be stoned.
Yeah.
Is that a joke?
What will you be tonight?
I'll be stoned. Well, I won't be because I'm an adult.
Why would you be eating Doritos?
Because I'll be stoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might be a joke. Thanks, Abby, if it is.
Yeah. And if not, sorry for just, making fun of your family's name.
I didn't mean. Anyway, yeah. Jordan Rodriguez, thank you so much. Mel Lander, Adam Preedy, Meg, Corey Johnson, Melissa Lay, Ben Bohe, Alexa Kerr, and Lily Barnett. A huge thank you to all of you, each and every one of you. We love you so much, and we hope that you have a blessed day.
Now, some tarpers are doing something in their sleep and in the middle of the night that is
in their sleep
that has divided the people in the Tony and Ryan Facebook group.
Oh.
So tomorrow in Normal or Nah, this person goes, oh, just checking, this is normal. And a lot of people are like, ooh,
Sometimes if you have to ask, maybe you already know the answer.
But also keep asking because Thursday is one of my favourite episodes.
And
if you don't ask, then Normal or Nah does not happen.
Yeah, true. Sorry, scratch what I said.
So that's coming up tomorrow. But as I was saying earlier, I feel like everyone at some stage in their life has done something where they thought this is a good idea.
Yeah.
And as the reality sets in and the logistics of it, oh, we'll get a boat. Cool. Do you know how to back it in the ramp? Do you know how to fill it up? Do you know how to drive?
Yeah.
Oh, Sutton, yeah.
Maybe not. Yeah.
And I'll do the renovating myself. We don't need to get a builder.
Oh, I reckon that is one of people's biggest regrets.
Save a bit of money.
I reckon. And then they go, oh, it actually cost us way more fucking money and, like,
it looks shit. Yeah.
Do you reckon there's also a bit of truth in, like, oh, well, how hard could it be?
Absolutely.
And that you look at someone doing something, you go, I could ship a couple of water bottles. Mm. How hard could that be? Quite difficult, in fact.
So my wife, Bridget, likes knitting. It's her, like, chill out.
Yes.
Brain can focus on something else.
Yep.
Kind of vibe. And she made, like, these little kind of, like, tea towels, washcloths and stuff. And then she goes, I think I'm going to make a hoodie.
Bit different.
Yeah.
So we're talking a cloth that's what,
square,
like.
And square.
10
and
inches.
Like a tea towel, yep.
Yeah.
Not even 10 inches. And then, yeah. And I reckon there was a few, like, a few rows in and went, ooh, yeah. No, that was a pretty big, eh?
Yeah.
And a lot of move, and it kind of comes out a bit and then moves in. And,
yeah.
And then it's the not arms come one. Out and.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've bitten off more than I can chew when I said.
Well, how's the hoodie? Hang on. No, well, how's the hoodie got? Has she given up?
I haven't seen a final product. Oh. You know when you walk into my house and then on the right, on the floor.
Yeah.
There's those boxes.
Is that full of wool?
Yeah.
For this jumper she's going to make?
Yeah, I think it was a jumper. And then she made some, like, cool booties and a beanie for our friends that had a baby.
Yeah.
That was good. And I think that gave her, I won't say a false sense of security, but it gave her some confidence. She's like, and the booties are great. And when we see the baby, and the baby's got a blanket that Bridget made, whenever we see the baby in the blanket, it, like, it melts our heart, obviously.
And it's so, it is. Yeah. It's nice giving a homemade gift as well.
Yeah. And then.
Unless it's like a bottle of sand. You remember, like, giving that from that you'd make at school or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, that's not.
Sorry. Yeah, anyway,
no, you're right. Kids craft, they've bitten off more than they can chew.
I like craft. Yeah. I'm making a card for Lean at the moment. It's very good. I just bought all the stuff.
Have you started yet?
It's on the table.
Great.
Yeah, but it's on the way. Lynn's coming. Anyway, so you said how hard could it be? I was obviously busy doing something else, thank fuck.
I thought how hard could it be to send 50 Frank Green / Tony and Ryan drink bottles to some tarpers? We didn't realise that there would be, and I've got the count here, so far 2,200 Frank Green water bottles have been shipped to, do you want to guess how many countries?
Oh. 10?
64.
Whoa, really?
Yeah. And before you get excited, let me tell you, although Europe counts for a few, that's 64 different currencies. That's 64 different shipping arrangements and import tax setups.
Tax? Oh, no. Not
so
for me.
So for those playing along at home, they'll know that there was about 57 delays last week. I am paying back people's import tax in Canada, Germany, and now France, because I couldn't.
Zoo to law.
Because I was like, I don't feel right about going, here's a bottle. And they go, oh, yeah, it's for free with your membership. You just have to pay $50 in tax. And you're like, well, it's more than the fucking bottle.
Yeah.
So I'm figuring out how to do all that.
Yeah.
And can I just say.
You're doing a great job, mate.
Actually, though, just to take a breath here.
Yeah.
Everyone has been like, I'd say 98%. Very understanding, and I've actually spoken to a lot of people on the phone.
Yeah,
a lot of DMs, a lot of emails. Yep. Everyone's been really lovely and patient. Like I said, we bit off more than we could chew.
Yep.
Who fucking knew? But thank you for your patience. However,
mm-hmm.
I've got a few things I need to share here.
Okay.
You look nervous. Are you nervous?
No, I just think that people don't understand that genuinely we thought we would have like maybe 300 bottles. Mm. Like, and then it ended up being almost 2,500. Like, not only is it that we bit off more than we could chew, we really underestimated what people would. Yeah.
And then last week we couldn't ship outside of Australia for a few hours. And the shipping guy goes, it's your website. And the website guy goes, nah, it's your shipping guy.
Shipping guy.
Guys, we need to get in a room.
We're trying to tee up a call and they're like, oh, I reckon it's fine. Well, it's not fucking working.
You can tell who was the calm one.
Yeah. I handled it quite well, actually. And I was just responding to the 5,000 DMs of people who were like, hey, I can't ship to my country. I'm like, oh.
And the funny thing is that when people ask questions, I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
So
we're like, we'll check it out for you.
What should I do? I'm like, I great question.
Fuck you, Ivana.
Someone emailed, sorry to bother you, Tony, but I'm fine bothering Ryan. What an asshole. What an asshole.
Oh, that's how I go about my life too. I think I'm fine bothering you. Yeah.
Why am I? What's it about me that's so easily botherable?
Mate, why are you taking this wrong? This is nice. People is are it? Like, oh, Tony, I'm so sorry. But with Ryan, Ryan's approachable.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Thanks for the
fuck
compliment.
You. Who was that?
No. Thanks for the compliment.
Send me their email.
I can confirm not one, not two, but 12 people that, because we sent out a code and we're like any online shipping, you put in the code, it becomes free.
Yep.
12 people just forgot to put the code in. Yep. And they go, hey, Ryan, I was so excited. I got the code. I copied it. I went and loaded it in, forgot to paste the code in the thing, and I just bought it. What do I do?
Yep.
And I go, I don't know. Great question. Why did you not put the code in? Like, I was just so excited. I just forgot to put it in. So one person emailed that through, and I'm like, you silly old bugger. 12 people. Hey, Ryan, I accidentally paid. What do I do? Can I have my money back? I'm like, well, yeah, but I don't know how I'm going to fucking figure that out, but I'll figure it out.
I saw a comment on Patreon, right? Yeah. And it was like somebody saying, oh, I've accidentally paid. Got really excited. Accidentally paid. And then they go, I've emailed customer service.
Like, oh, that's me. Who's customer service?
It's Ryan putting a different hat on and going, yeah, well, now I'm replying to customer service emails.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what your email.
It comes to us.
Yeah, we've got a couple of different email addresses and it's just me sitting at the same computer.
But it was just so, like, fuck, what a ruse.
Yeah, we've conned them. Gotcha. 14 people.
Uh-huh.
Not one, not two, 14 typed in the wrong address.
That is just...
What I will accept, though, is that sometimes there's like autofill.
Yeah.
That surely your autofill is resembling where you live or maybe your work or your mum's place or whatever.
See, that's what I reckon. It's either like you've sent it to your boyfriend's house or your mum's or work or something. How could it just be wrong?
Yeah.
Like,
and there was a few that were not an autofill. Like, I just typed in a place I don't live. And like, I was like, how?
What?
Did you fucking
that's
do
not,
that?
I can't, like, I don't know what you want me to do.
So what happens is when you buy it, if wherever you buy it from, so if you buy it in the US, it triggers the US factory.
Yeah.
And the US one, people were getting it's them so like quick. Hours. It's so fucking
people
fast.
Were getting them before they'd even ordered them.
So people, yeah, I know, that's Inception or something. Yeah. You're like, I think I might, oh, fuck, here
it went
is.
Back in time.
Yeah. So people would email and go, Ryan, I've typed in the wrong address. Can I change it? And I'm like, it's left. Like it's gone. It's it. So wherever you sent it.
You've got to go there and pick it up.
Yeah, and they're like, what should I do? And of course I said.
I don't know.
And so a few of them I tried to like wrangle with UPS and stuff. When you go, there's a bottle in the, there's 100. So one of them, can you just grab it out and send it to their new place? But let me share you a story about from Shmonica.
Oh, hi Shmonica.
Now, Shmonica is the hero of this podcast. And I just want to say that Shmonica is one of my favorite tarpers for her loyalty and because what she's doing for herself. She's standing up for herself and she's choosing herself and putting herself first.
Okay. What's your favorite instrument? Is it a harmonica?
Yeah. That was my shmonica.
That was actually fantastic.
Sorry, my face is about to melt off. That vibrated my top lip.
Oh,
that
it makes you feel a bit funny.
Oh, no, it's rattled me, that has.
Oh.
I'll do it again, though, because it sounds
good. Yeah, do it again.
Oh, no. Nah.
Have a little drink.
Thank you.
Pause. Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shmonica. I actually typed in the address of my ex-boyfriend's house.
Oh, no.
Actually, first of all, does that mean that he's, like, on the mind? Like, you don't just type that in, right? You know what I'm saying?
But I guess if you're, like, there all the time.
She lived there?
Oh, then I think it. Okay, let's put ourselves in Schwanika's shoes for a second. Yep. Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this water bottle for ages. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They're finally live. Oh, quick, add to cart. Oh, my God. Put in the address. Oh, my God. I feel like you could do it.
Yeah.
It's believable.
Monica says, we broke up and I moved out about 2 years ago.
Oh, no. Sorry. Take it back. I thought you were going to say 2 weeks, 2 months.
I moved out 2 years ago because I found someone who treats me right.
Oh,
and treats me better. And she made the call 2 years ago and went, nah.
Fuck this.
I deserve better.
Oh, Schmonica. Yeah, we love
which
to
is why I'm
that.
All about Schmonica.
Yeah.
If you haven't already sent the bottle, can I change the address? And she, Schmonica is in the USA. Yeah. Again, lightning Schmonica, fast.
We can't do anything.
Once it's been labelled and shipped,
yeah.
Like, there's not a lot I can do. So I messaged her and I was like, mate, I fucking feel for you how awkward, but like, it's probably going to be there in the next, like it's on its way.
Fuck.
I was like, if it's a real issue, I can send you another one. Heaven forbid, I don't want you to like go someplace you don't feel right.
Exactly. Yeah.
So like if worst comes to worst, we'll cop
just
that and I'll send
it
out. Yep.
Yeah.
She goes, nah, but it's just a bit awkward, you know? And I'm like, yeah, of course it is.
I mean, there's nothing worse than like bumping into an ex, yeah, let alone going to
up.
Their, yeah.
Well, it gets more awkward than
okay.
that.
Okay.
My ex is a podcaster. He has his own podcast. Now, not only does he know that I moved on to a better man, when that water bottle arrives, he's going to know I've moved on to a better podcast.
No.
How's your show going though? Yeah, cool. I just came to pick up the drink bottle from the one that's good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wonder what her ex-boyfriend's podcast is.
Oh,
she's like, my ex-boyfriend's Howard Stern.
He's like, yeah, shit drink bottle. Who's fucking like, Schmoney and Schmine? They can go fuck themselves.
I used to date yeah. Joe Rogan, yeah. And it's going to be so awkward when the bottle rocks.
Exactly. When I turn up to his $200 million palatial mansion and I have to talk to his butler, his mailman. So I can't guarantee this, that we'll get an answer, but I will be following up with Schmonica.
Okay.
So maybe next week when she's gone around there, say good day to Howard and Joe.
Yeah.
All right, things you love to see. Tony, what do you love to see?
So this female-founded Aussie small business, it's a water bottle business called Basis.
Right.
And they, so different
was,
water bottle
was today
chat.
The day to bring this up?
Well, I think
my
it's pretty
favorite
cool.
water bottle
no,
company in the world.
Not my favorite water bottle company, mm-hmm. Oprah's.
I stand corrected.
Thank you. So this little small biz from Australia, three girls run it.
Yep.
It's called Basis, B-E-Y-S-I-S. They've gone viral and like fully sold out.
They've gone what, sorry?
Viral, thank sorry. After Oprah ordered one and then talked about it on her Instagram.
When whatever Oprah touches.
Oh, turns to gold. Unbelievable. Turns to salt in this situation. I know.
And you've... Get on LinkedIn, mate.
See
ya. Put it down.
I know.
Put that as a quote. Blow it up.
Their sales spiked by 1,200%.
Fucking.
What?
Turns to salt.
What the fuck? So Oprah gets on her IG and says they're the perfect water bottle. They fucking blow up. And then she ordered them as party favors for guests. It's like a personalized water bottle. So in like a beautiful cursive writing down the side, it says like Oprah. And on the lid, it says Oprah. But she ordered them as party favors. They've gone off. And these girls like woke up overnight. It happened. They woke up and they went, what the fuck
they've,
are we going to do?
They've opened their email and gone, yeah. Oh, we've got 500 in the factory and 75,000. People have ordered one.
Similar to what happened to us.
Oh, mate, if you need a chief logistics, merchandising, and international customs relations officer.
Point you to one. Yeah. But I fucking love to see that. I think that's so cool.
I've got a few. I don't want to derail your story, but I've got a few issues.
Okay. I do have the article open still so I can answer any logistical questions.
It's not about them.
Oh, okay.
again.
You
great
don't
story.
Want me to bring up the water bottles today.
Maybe just not today's episode.
Okay.
Like straight after. Like maybe tomorrow, you know? Like, or like, we're on 5 days a week.
Yeah. Okay.
A great story.
I've misread that.
Great story. I? Don't get me wrong. Just maybe not today.
I'm really sorry.
But good on them, though. I am actually pumped for them. I love to see an Aussie biz do it.
I'm really sorry.
Second
of all.
Do you
want me to do a different? You'll love to see it.
Nah.
I've got another one.
Oh, man. Tell it to yourself 3 minutes ago.
Oh, now I'm really embarrassed.
I've got another issue.
So I wasn't trying to derail your water bottle thing.
I've got, no, it's our water bottle thing.
Our water bottle thing.
Yeah. You know that thing with your face on it that's been sent all around the world to 64 countries?
Yeah.
Maybe just let that have its day.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm really
anyway, my love to see it. There's another water bottle. Schmount Franklin. No, my other issue with your story.
Oh.
Where did you grow up?
Where did I grow up?
Yeah.
In Perth.
So I grew up in like suburban Melbourne.
Yeah.
The term party favours.
Oh.
You just said that a few times. What does that mean where you come from?
Party favours. It's yeah. like bonbonniere at a wedding, but it's like.
Oh.
So it's like, did you remember getting like a party bag when you left?
Like a lolly bag.
Yes. Yeah.
That's like party favours where you come from.
Well, that's what it said in the article, that it was party favours, okay. But that's what it is.
So where I come from?
Yeah.
Which is why when you said it, a red flag went off.
Oh.
Is like.
What is it? What have I said?
Like if you were going out to a club or a party.
Yeah.
And then it's like, are you drinking? And it's like, nah, I won't drink much, but might be a few party favours there.
Oh, a bit of.
It's like some people use it as a code word for drugs.
Bit of booger sugar.
Wacky tobacco.
Devil's lettuce.
It's just like a term for like drugs. So you go, oh, Oprah's hooking up people with party favours.
Water bottles.
I was like, righto.
Oh my, if anyone's asking, we did not send drugs to people. We sent water bottles.
And
water
Oprah,
bottles is not code for drugs.
Oprah is not a drug dealer.
No one said that.
But it's got a, like, when you said Oprah's hooking up people with party favours, I was
the
like.
Bottles, I said.
Yeah, I just, a lot of feelings.
Oh, no. God, this has really taken a turn. I'm sorry for bringing up the water bottles. I've upset you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just disappointed.
I talked about drugs.
My love to see it.
Yep, move on.
Can we pour one out for Brendan Fraser?
Oh, yeah.
What a dude.
Yeah.
What a dude. Cast aside by Hollywood, he's had like a bit of a rough trot.
It's like 8 or 10 years since he's fucking had a role, yeah.
Yeah, because he like spoke out about some, like he was groped and stuff by this like old Hollywood exec.
Oh.
And he spoke out and it was like just before, like everyone was like, oh, don't say that about the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press. You know, you ruined his career. And he's like, so he was kind of like, fuck that. Like he was like a bit.
He was Me Too-ing.
He was pre-Me Too. And kind of got
pre too,
yeah. And he was pre too, and I think like this is the reason why people didn't come out because you say something bad about the boss
and then you get fucked off. Yeah.
And so he's come out with the all time performance. Someone updated his Wikipedia page saying he's already won the 2023 Academy Award.
That's very.
But
funny.
The movie's called The Whale, and there was like a 6 minute standing ovation. And because he's had such a rough time, he's just out the front like bawling his eyes out, and it's sort of his like I've had a real rough fucking decade. And he's just like, I'm back. Thank you. People actually respect me and my work. And because The Mummy's like a bit of a funny comedy.
Yeah.
He was
and George of the Jungle. Yeah.
Not taken overly seriously. And I think he just had this real moment of like, yeah, I am actually a good actor. And I've been in the wilderness for a while, but I'm feeling good. And it just.
Oh, good for you, Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. What a dude.
Oh, what a great guy.
When I watched that, I was a bit like. I can't believe I'm almost crying about the guy who was in The Mummy.
Yeah. I haven't seen The Mummy.
Yeah, right. It is what it is. It's fun.
He's a bit of a hottie, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't he in it? Yeah.
Yeah, and there's like a couple of little like, you know, real little zingy jokes. And it's scary, but it's also like a bit boom-tish and funny and stuff.
Yeah, right.
So it's good. But I love to see him doing well.
Good
and
on you.
We'll be sending him some party favours to celebrate.
And Brendan Fraser has come out with a line of water bottles. Everyone go and check it out. I'm so embarrassed.
All right, tomorrow on the show, water bottles. Even more.
Every every type that's ever been released.
Yeah. Chat to you then.